is Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We've got the Big Four at 4 coming up. If you've never heard that, join us at 4:05. Four big blockbuster stories over the span of 20 minutes. But first, we have been talking about the Valley police officer who lost his life, Clayton Townsend, laid to rest just a few days ago. He was killed by a distracted driver, a guy that was texting and driving, veered over two lanes, hit and killed Clayton Townsend. So one thing we have not talked about on the show, well, we've talked about a ban statewide for texting and driving, but we haven't asked you about it. So 602-277-5827.
There are two bills in the Senate and the House.
Good luck with that.
Down at the state capitol.
Good luck with that passing,
right? Two elected. Well, is this the last straw? Is Clayton Townsend's death the one that says, okay, enough? We as a state need a ban because it was so senseless. This man did not pull this other man over. This man was just driving and basically lost control of the car, two lanes, and swiped an officer doing his job. Is this so senseless, callous, and now it's necessary to ban or not? So that's what we want to ask you at 602-277-5827. You brought up a good point yesterday about the ban, about a pledge. Can we do it on our own?
Yes, and I think we're way better off doing it on our own. Government doesn't fix anything. Never wait for government to fix anything. Are we still having school shootings? Yes, government is not going to fix that. Here's the thing. I think it would be a great way to honor Officer Clayton Townsend if you would pledge not to text and drive. But you have to go one more step. You can't just say,
I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
Okay, you can't do that. That's not going to work. You're going to do it. What we've said is, change the settings on your phone.
Whether an Android or an iPhone, you can go into settings and actually stop receiving texts while you're moving in the car.
It takes a minute.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've had it for 2 days. I haven't looked at my phone once in 2 days, and that's not normal for me.
In the car.
In the car.
Right.
The phone in your car, the phone feels that the car is moving, so you're in a vehicle, and it doesn't allow you to get texts. Now, when you park the car and get out, your texts pop right up.
Right.
Takes 60 seconds. I think it probably will save lives. And this is how we honor the fallen officer, Clayton Townsend. So we want you to join that pledge.
All right. Sarah, you are in Scottsdale. Sarah, do you think this time around we need a driving and texting ban in the state, not just certain cities?
Oh, absolutely. I think it should be the entire state. I'd like to see it over the whole country. And I think it is long overdue. I've had too many close calls, and you can see exactly what the person is doing, you know, looking down in their lap and only looking up every couple seconds. And it's careless. To me, it's irresponsible.
What happened? You said it happened to you a couple times. What do you mean? What happened to you?
Well, like driving down the street, and the guy in the lane next to you just starts swerving over and crossing over the line, and then oops, goes back. And then it happens again, and you know, then you can see even from the side or from behind their head nodding up and down, and they're not paying attention. And luckily, when that's happened, I just automatically swerved away from them, and there wasn't a car next to me for me to end up hitting to try to avoid it the first time.
Yeah,
and I think if we're all being honest, we've not only experienced that from other drivers, we've done it.
What do you mean? That
maybe we didn't go two lanes
maybe we
over
swerve.
And kill somebody,
mm-hmm.
but you went into the other lane. I've gone into the other lane. And, you know, we have to say that we're guilty too. We are guilty too. It's not only that we see it everywhere, because you know what it's like driving these days? It's like driving with a bunch of drunk drivers.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
That's the way you have to approach it.
But if you were to turn... if you were to change the settings on your phone, you're not going to get a text while driving. You know what that means? You don't look at your phone. You know what that means? You don't return the text.
Well, it means you're not distracted. Let's see. Gary, you are in Mesa. Gary, do you think we need a statewide texting ban?
Unfortunately, it would be something that should be there, but honestly, it wouldn't do any good. So, no, I would not endorse that kind of a bill.
That's interesting. It's interesting you say it. Why wouldn't it do any good?
Well, first of all, you have to talk about enforcing it, and that's just one more thing on our overburdened police force plates to add to the thing. And technology, as great as it is, those photo cameras and stuff that we have, they don't always catch everything. I remember you bringing that up last week about setting them to take, like, random pictures to catch people in the act. Mm-hmm. But that only works so much. In reality, what we really need is we need behavioral change from the drivers on the road, and that's not something the law will always fix.
Yeah.
Let alone even getting that law passed with the government the way it is now.
I have no faith at all that the Arizona legislature could pass something like this. And I'm kind of with you. Would it do any good? How would you enforce it?
Well, that's why we came up with a pledge.
Personal
yeah.
responsibility.
Right.
The pledge is
changing your behavior.
Yeah, and it even goes further than changing your behavior. You are actually honoring a fallen officer. And I want you to think about this too. We talked about how senseless this was.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about you have a cop on the side of the road and he gets run over by a guy. I think Clayton Townsend could be remembered here in Arizona for the guy. He's the guy that got you to change how you drive. He's the guy that will be remembered, not for the cop standing on the road and he got hit. He could be the guy that got you to change your behaviors and stop texting and driving. Maybe that's why he's no longer with us. Maybe that's what he was supposed to do. Was he put on this earth
to change our behavior?
To stop texting and driving.
Don, you are in Tempe. Don, do you think we need a statewide ban?
Oh, yes, I surely do.
Now, why is that?
I drive a tow truck, and I'm out there with the DPS officers, and I get people that don't pay attention, regardless of whether they're on their phone or whether they're just driving and not paying attention and weaving all over the place. And
what's okay?
I've even had people swerve over at me with my cones out, with DPS just watching. I says, I'm going, did you see that? He says, yeah, nothing I can do about it now. Mm. And
right.
So
as a guy who works picking up cars and car wrecks,
sees a lot.
He sees it firsthand. What's interesting is Dorian, you're in Mesa. You're a motorcycle driver. You're more vulnerable than say somebody in a car. Do you want to see this ban statewide?
Well, my question is how are we going to enforce it? I mean, usually you don't find out that someone's been texting and driving until there's been an accident. I've been a victim of an accident 3 times, and none of the drivers that hit me had either any insurance, and the third one, who was texting, fled the scene of the accident after he knocked me off my bike and threw me sideways into a curb, and my right leg was fractured.
How many times were you hit by a texter?
I was hit twice by texters, and the first one, which was the most serious accident, was just in the rain with someone jumped the median and hit me head-on, and we met probably in excess of somewhere of 100 miles an hour.
How do you know they were texting?
Well, because the second one I was texting, I forget at the time how I was texting, but he was playing with his phone. And when you're on a motorcycle, you're looking to see the expression of other drivers on the road. Are they paying attention? What kind of a day they've had? What kind of a mood that they're in? And you move about a mile or two faster per hour than other cars, and you try to stay out of everyone's blind spot because you're the most vulnerable. You're going to wind up being right. in the hospital.
So are you against this or are you for this ban? Do you want to see this ban?
I would like to see the ban. The question is, how are we going to enforce it?
It's a great question. It's a great point.
But here's the other side of that, though. If we put it in there if it's not a primary reason to pull you over, but if it is found that someone is texting, maybe you treat it like a DUI. Fining people more, they get to spend some time in jail. You just crack down on the fact that they did text and drive. Okay, maybe it's not a primary reason to pull them over, but if they cause an accident, whether somebody's injured, killed, or whatever, if it is found that the accident was caused by texting, well, like a hate crime, there is more prison time involved, more fines involved.
Treat it the same as a DUI. I've never heard that before. I've got to think about that. You think about it this way, though, just real quick. Having a beer in your hand in the car and having a phone in your hand in the car.
Same thing. Jordan, you just changed the notification on your phone?
I did.
There you go. That's how we're going to stop this. How long did it take you to do?
It took me about 2 minutes because I listened to the show today, but I wanted to let you know you can actually change the message, and I put it in honor of that officer.
Hey, that's an even greater idea. So you're right, because the message basically says,
I'll get back to you.
I'm driving right now. I can't take your text. You can also say if it's urgent, type urgent, and then you could send something through. Read us what does your phone say now? What does it say?
So pretty much that I won't be receiving any messages while driving in honor of the officer that lost his life due to his message. And then it says, save a life. Don't text while you drive. Lead by example.
Amen.
Love it, Jordan.
Thank you so much. All right. So thank you all for the phone calls about should we have a ban on texting and driving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the legislature is going to get it done.
I don't want it done. I do not want it done.
I mean, how do you enforce it?
Personal responsibility rather than relying on elected political heroes.
So if Jordan did it in 2 minutes.
And I didn't know you could change
the message. Yeah.
What a great idea.
You can personalize the message that is sent to the person trying to text you. To honor fallen officer Clayton Townsend, let's all pledge not to text and drive by doing one thing, changing the settings on your phone. So easy to do. So easy. And if you've done it, if you're going to do it, text us and tell us you've done it to 411-923. We want to see how many of you are actually doing this, okay?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You want to join Bruce and Pamela tomorrow as they broadcast live from the 48th Annual Barrett Jackson Collector Car Auction at Westworld of Scottsdale. Check out more than 1,700 rare and exotic cars up for auction and 40-plus vendors on site, much more. Head to the events page at ktar.com. I finally found a car I wanted.
Oh, we were talking about this yesterday. What car would you buy?
Gary Sinise, the actor, has an old CJ.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, that's right.
He had a old CJ5, an old Jeep, restored by that guy on Gas Monkey or Gas Garage or whatever, that garage show.
You watch too much TV.
They are going to auction that off, and then all of the proceeds
will go to the troops.
Or retired military. Because that's
what Sinise does.
Exactly. Yeah. I want that Jeep. I doubt if I have the money, but I hope it goes for a lot of money.
Do you have a picture of it?
I can find it.
Okay. I told you I wanted the muscle car from my favorite television show of all time, Supernatural. You know, they go killing demons and all that.
It was an Impala.
67 Impala.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And it's black. It's so awesome. That car is just awesome. Let me see.
There's Lieutenant Dan. There's the Jeep with Richard Rollins, I think his name is. There it is. I mean, it's a classic looking Jeep with a hard top. It looks great. But now that I know that it's going to go to the Gary Sinise Foundation.
It's even better. Yeah. You're not cool enough for that car, dude.
A Jeep?
No.
Come on.
No, I see.
All right, fine. You're not cool enough for that 67 Impala.
I already know that.
Oh, man. Jeez.
You're more of like, you know.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Like a station wagon and kids in the back and screaming and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, if it's a classic station wagon, I'm all down for it. Like the wood paneling, the old style wood paneling station wagon, like the old Impala wagons. They were awesome back in the 70s, early 80s.
When I see the station wagon, I see like the Vacation movie with Chevy Chase.
Yeah. That's a classic car now.
So does the airbag, is it a garbage bag and not an airbag? Because that's what it was in the movie.
Oh, it'd be totally a garbage bag. Are you kidding me? Of course it would be a garbage bag. So anyway, Bruce and Pamela are going to be out at Barrett Jackson. They're going to be broadcasting live Westworld of Scottsdale. If you've got extra money, buy me the Gary Sinise Jeep, please. That would be awesome.
Lieutenant Dan! I love Lieutenant Dan.
He's a good guy.
All right. Let's see. Coming up next, we're going to spend probably just 3 minutes on this issue because it is so over the top nasty.
We've got 6 minutes in the segment. What are we going to do?
Yeah, we're
going to
break early.
Oh,
I don't want to go over the government shutdown in more than a couple minutes.
Oh, it has gotten so bad though.
The government shutdown has hit an all new low.
Mm.
Let me tell you. We will tell you, okay, what these politicians are now doing to each other in Washington D.C.
They should be doing, because you know it's only going to get worse. We've got a couple of ideas on that.
All right, that's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
One of my favorite episodes of 30 Rock a number of years ago is when they came up with the term Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous, the rapper.
I've never seen the show.
It is really a gem. And, of course, my crush on Tina Fey is I carved my initials in her dorm room window at the University of Virginia.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. you didn't know about that, Pablo? Yeah, don't look in the public record of it.
Nerd!
Yeah. anyway, this shutdown, don't get me wrong, is serious when it affects real people.
Yeah, we talked to somebody yesterday who's selling plasma to pay the bills here in Phoenix.
And going to GoFundMe to say, hey, basically, I'm not making ends meet. I'm talking about the ridiculousness of what has happened in D.C. in the past couple of days because of this shutdown.
We're only going to do this for 3 minutes.
So first...
Start timing us.
Got it.
Hold on.
So first,
hold on.
I got it. I
got
started
time
it.
I got to do it
too. You're wasting time.
Well,
we're 5 seconds in.
Hold on. We got to do it at the same time.
Oh God!
All right. I didn't do it yet. Hold on. All right, Pablo, you ready? All right, ready. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. So the first, shot across the bow was government shutdown. Okay. Nancy Pelosi basically tells the president, we don't want to hear your State of the Union speech next week, the 29th. Mm-hmm. You should delay it until we come up with a compromise and reopen the government. Basically publicly shaming him and not allowing him to utilize the spotlight of the State of the State or State of the Union, right?
2:30.
Today.
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Today, Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of other elected political heroes, you like to call House of Representatives, they get on an Air Force bus, and they're going to go to an Air Force base to go into a war zone to visit troops, I guess, and say, well, a wall's not coming here, it'll be blown to bits, right? Trump has the bus stopped, cancels the flight, and makes the bus turn around and come back.
You have got to be kidding
me. People are furious on that bus.
I think that's funny.
It's pretty, and I'll just say huevos. It's just pretty huevos-ist.
So you're telling me Trump pulled a military aircraft for Pelosi's war zone trip?
Yes.
Because she said move the State of the Union?
Yeah.
This is
petty.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump put a stop to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's overseas trip because the administration wants to keep her in Washington.
Wouldn't you want to send her out of Washington?
Oh, I would.
Sanders told reporters, quote, if she leaves.
Let me go back for just a second. Wouldn't you want to keep her in Washington? And I say that because remember.
No, you said out of Washington.
Out of Washington. Remember when Barack Obama put Hillary on his staff? And
as Secretary of State.
And he sent her out of Washington because he didn't want her in Washington.
Yep.
Sanders told reporters, quote, if she leaves, she guarantees that the second round of paychecks to workers won't go out. The president and Pelosi have not spoken since that contentious meeting on January 9th that ended after just 14 minutes. The president declared it a total waste of time. Sanders said Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer always have an invitation to the White House if they want to come and negotiate.
It is just it's gotten amazing.
Okay, so if you're Nancy Pelosi, what's your next screw you move?
I would retire. If I were Pelosi, I'd retire.
Take a dig at the president.
If I were McConnell, I would retire.
No, we're not talking about McConnell.
I think they should all retire.
What's the next move Pelosi should do?
So you're saying Pelosi was snide towards Trump because
State of the Union.
Delay the State of the Union.
Right.
Trump says, not only will I not do that,
I'll cancel your flight and keep you here.
Cancel your flight. Okay, you're right. How does Pelosi now hit back?
Correct.
Ooh, that's good.
Okay, what Trump should do?
Wait, I thought Pelosi. It's Pelosi's turn.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You
for
got
Pelosi.
Nothing on Pelosi.
I can't think of like. Do you like?
What, you know what I would
do? You like put duct tape on his chair?
No, or
have somebody you know fool with his hair?
She's got to punish Trump somehow. So why doesn't she just call him?
Why doesn't she negotiate?
Why
right?
Why doesn't she just call him?
Stay in that's the same room with him for like 3 or 4 hours and don't let him order KFC.
That's
right?
Punishment enough.
Okay. Then what Trump should do,
okay.
And I know this sounds horrible,
oh,
but this is
no.
Right up Trump's alley.
All right. You got 30 seconds.
Close all the women's bathrooms in the House of Representatives.
Okay.
Close all the ladies' rooms.
That's the best you got?
Yeah.
What is that?
Because
do?
Then, because nobody who's female can use the bathroom
okay.
In the House. So basically, you're basically saying blank you to Nancy and blank you to all the other women because we know how it feels
so the
about
best,
women.
So the best you got is just close the bathrooms.
Okay.
Dr.
Evil, what's your best move that that Trump should do with Nancy Pelosi?
I think he should deport her.
No. Jeez.
Is that no good?
Back to San Francisco?
I think he should build the wall and put her on top of it.
How about build the wall and put her in it?
That'd be mean.
Yeah. Oh, that would be mean. That would be mean.
Hey, the good news is we probably won't get the State of the Union speech. And then the good news.
Wait a minute. You think he's going to delay that?
Then the good news is we won't get the Democratic response.
No.
We don't have to hear people lie to us.
He is going
to be terrific.
He's going to give speech no matter
what.
We're
out of time.
He's going to give that speech. I guarantee
I forbid
it.
You to talk anymore. We're out of time.
Oh, would you knock it off with the I forbid you?
We're out of time. All right, so we said we'd only do 3 minutes. But just the takeaway today, Trump denied Pelosi an aircraft for a foreign trip.
And had the bus turn around.
Come on. That
why are we turning around? Well, Ms. Speaker. Well, Madam Speaker.
She's been there for so long. Trump hasn't been there for nearly as long. Doesn't that make you smile just a bit? It makes me smile
a little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
And then I think, wow, we are really in deep trouble.
A little bit.
We're in deep trouble with the president and Pelosi and everybody else. All right.
We're done.
We're done. Okay, coming up next. Tempe police shot and killed a 14-year-old boy who was carrying an airsoft gun. We'll explain the story. Do cops treat kids with guns different from adults with guns? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up, the Big Four at 4 for big blockbuster stories, including thousands of migrant children were separated under President Trump that you didn't know about. It gets even worse. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up after 4 o'clock. Earlier, we were talking about a Tempe police shooting. This time, a 14-year-old boy was carrying an airsoft gun. The cops shot the boy and killed him. Now, this is making national news.
Right.
Because, obviously, it's tragic. But also, what is going on with, and we kind of talked about this earlier in the office, what is going on not only with adults, but now kids, people under the age of 18, not complying with law enforcement and deciding, I'm going to run, I'm going to point a gun at an officer, I'm going to throw stuff at an officer. There is a real problem, not only here, but across the country.
Yeah, when Tempe police shot and killed a 14-year-old boy, you can read that at KTAR.com and say, well, the police are the worst. Or you can actually do your due diligence and read the story and find out, hey, listen, did the cop make a mistake? Don't only just assume the cop made a mistake. First of all, yes, the kid is 14. Does that matter? It makes the story harder to listen to.
Yeah.
You don't want a little kid dying. But you know what? This really wasn't a little kid. This was someone who was burglarizing a car, and he was fleeing the scene of a felony. Also, what is he doing with any type of a gun? Yes, it was a fake gun.
And why would you point it at an officer?
Didn't look like a fake gun.
Right.
That's the thing. Why are you in that spot burglarizing a car? Why do you have a fake gun? Are you going to fake hold somebody up? And I mean, I don't know. So the boy was obviously up to no good. But it's tragic because he's dead. But I do want you to think about the cop. Cop doesn't know the kid's 14. Cop doesn't know that's a fake gun. If you're 14 and you got a fake gun and you wave it at a police officer, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah. And we've talked about these stories before with adults, not just kids, but adults, who don't comply and think, well, I'll get away or I'll challenge the cop or I have every right to fight back.
One interesting, part of this is, and I didn't know the question, I didn't know the answer to this question. Do police approach a kid with a gun differently than an adult with a gun?
Yeah.
So we asked Darren Birch, Phoenix police sergeant. He's been retired, obviously 30 years of police experience.
You're trained to handle the same situation. It is a gun. It is a life-threatening incident. The truth of the matter, as an officer, having been in situations with juveniles with guns, you do react differently. And you shouldn't, but the training is all about that's a threat. Now, there's also other factors involved. You know, it's like in this one, it was so that the factors were overwhelming in terms of why the officer shot. There are factors where you get there, you happen to see a situation, you see a boy with a gun, you're not at the same level. You're not that red where you need to engage. You're going to be doing the commands and so forth, and then you wait to see what potential threat there is. Mm-hmm. So every situation is different, without a doubt, but you're trained. A lethal weapon is a lethal weapon if it's a threat.
We asked the same question to Brandon Tatum, who's a former Tucson police officer, 6 years. Are you guys trained to notice the difference between a fake gun and a real gun?
Yeah, we're trained to notice the difference, but it's impossible to try to apply that in every situation, especially when it's as dynamic as chasing somebody. You know, you could do your best. It goes into consideration and training to a certain degree, but at the end of the day, man, you got to treat it all like a real gun because you just don't know. Hmm.
You know, the interesting thing that Brandon also shared with us is that there are some really bad people who will paint a real gun to look like a fake gun.
Is it the orange thing at the tip of the gun?
Yes. Yeah. They'll paint the tip of their gun orange to give them the upper hand if they do come across a cop.
So when you look at a fake gun, it's got the orange tip.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a real gun. Well, let's put an orange tip on it and everybody thinks it's fake and they won't shoot back at me. But I will. It's a brutal story. Nobody likes to hear a 14-year-old boy died. There's no question about it. I think that it needs to be investigated. It is going to be investigated. I feel bad for the family of this 14-year-old boy. What a tragedy. But I also feel bad for the officer. The officer has to live with this now.
And this isn't the only one. There have been 4 police shootings in Maricopa County.
This year.
In 2019, all involving teens.
Yeah.
Again, what does this mean? I can't make any sense of it. I don't understand it.
Coming up next, if you've never listened to the Big Four at Four, you should. We start the 4 o'clock hour with 4 big blockbuster stories over the span of 20 minutes. So the Big Four at Four is coming up just ahead. Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6. That's how we roll.